In honor of Earth Day and Earth Week, the de Blasio administration unveiled an ambitious new plan. It's called One NYC, the plan for a strong and just city. One NYC initiatives include reducing the city's greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2050 and sending zero waste to landfills by 2030. Also ensuring that New York City has the best air quality among all cities in the U.S. by 2030.
Look. I don't blame anyone who's cynical. I represent 8.5 million jaded people. I go around the city trying to find the wide-eyed optimist. I haven't found them yet.
Plan NYC contains over 200 initiatives to improve the city. It builds on former Mayor Mike Bloomberg's Plan NYC for Sustainability, but it adds updates and an economic equality component. At the center of the mayor's vision is addressing both sustainability and economic inequality. The plan aims to bring 800,000 people out of poverty over the next 10 years.
We're committed to reaching that goal. And it's as simple as this. You cannot have a successful city if more and more people are falling behind. You cannot have a successful city if people feel they don't have an economic future. Just as Plan NYC literally asked the question, what would a successful city look like in the future in terms of sustainability, resiliency, economic growth? We ask all those questions, but one more. What will a city look like in the future in terms of economic inclusion? And if there isn't growing economic inclusion, how can that city be strong? How can it be successful? How can it be a global leader? How can it compete in an ever more globalized world?
New York City is a city of hard surfaces, of right angles. The outdoors here is a lot like the indoors. It's under control. It's often shiny and a little grimy, too.
Nilda Mesa is director of the city's Office of Sustainability.
Grass creeps between sidewalk cracks. Red-tailed hawks roost on the shoulders of the apostles in the niches of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, while owls and herons live in our parks, along with the occasional coyote. And our children have asthma from dirty air. Our seniors suffer during heat waves. Our neighborhoods flood.
But there are things which can be done to improve the city, according to the director of sustainability. She stands at Hunts Point in the Bronx. That's where they are going to capture methane, the gas that forms from the decomposition of organic materials. They'll turn it into a source of clean energy. And some of what can be done on Earth Week and throughout the year is simple. Donovan Richards, chair of the City Council's Environmental Committee, points out how wasteful we've become as New Yorkers. He says New York City's recycling rate can be much better. He points out that thousands of buildings across the city burn their lights all night long, wastefully. Turn them off, says Richards.
We must learn to become more efficient and use our resources wisely. And today's plan puts us on a path of net zero waste and doing something that won't cost this city any money. That is just simply turning off the lights when we aren't using them. And my father was so cheap that he used to make us unplug the clock at night because he said you can't tell time in your sleep. It's a Chris Rock joke, actually, but it is true. He did turn off the heat, though. I do want to say that. I leave you all with a quote. Yeah, because he said you don't know if you're hot or cold when you sleep. That's unbelievable. But I leave you all with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this Earth Day. It really boils down to this, that all life is interrelated. We are all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality.
Included in One NYC are plans for ensuring that neighborhoods are resilient, that public services are ready to withstand the impacts of climate change. The mayor says whether the plan works is dependent on the people of the city.
Changing people's minds, making the people a partner in this process, is how you really move forward. So this plan depends on the people. It depends on the people to demand some of the changes we need and to sustain this vision. It's going to go on not just into the administration that follows mine, but many more thereafter. But I think if the people believe, if it becomes a consensus in the city, it will have the support it needs.
For more information on the initiatives, go to nyc.gov/onenyc. That's O-N-E-N-Y-C. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.